is our friend Marv Levy, who'll be joining us later this week. Let's start with Michael Strahan, staying with this New Orleans game. What was going through your mind when you saw the Eagles punting with 2 minutes left? It seemed to me that that was a major strategic mistake.
Yeah, that when I saw that happen, I was thinking that New Orleans had the offense, as Lynn alluded to earlier, with Drew Brees and Dwayne Deuce McAllister was running the ball. They were going to pick up first down and keep the clock going. So I knew at that point the Eagles were not. I mean, I didn't think they were going to get that ball back. And that was a big mistake.
Lenny, Garcia played a pretty good game. How do you break it down?
Well, I'll tell you, he's done very, very well. Who would have thought that they would be in the playoffs after McNabb went down? And I think that Garcia did a heck of a job, you know, when he was in there all the whole time. He gave them an opportunity to win, and he played extremely well. But, you know, New Orleans, I think the sun has been shining on them all season long because they're getting the right breaks at the right time, and they've got the right people in place. And now they're going to play for the NFC Championship for the first time in the history of that franchise. So I imagine down in New Orleans, they party any time down in New Orleans anyway, but I bet they're really having a party now.
Oh, that's the truth. And, you know, I think Garcia, every time you saw him in there, though, he looked like he had so much energy. Like, you couldn't help if you were playing with him to feed off of his energy. And the defense of the Saints, that's another unit I don't think has been getting the type of the credo or haven't been getting the pub that they should be getting as well, because Drew Brees and Reggie Bush and everybody's done it, play extremely well. But that defense, they do a really good job of keeping the pressure on. And that's one thing I noticed in this game. Jeff Garcia is very good about maneuvering in the pocket and creating time. But they made him move. They created some situation where he was uncomfortable, and it was fun to watch a defense that is aggressive against the quarterback and plays as if they have nothing to lose. And that's how the Saints have played all year, offensively and defensively.
And you know, Michael, the thing that impresses me about the Saints' defense and overall, the quality of the coaching, the fact that they don't seem to hurt themselves. Len Dawson, we've talked about that with the New England Patriots. Let's talk about the Saints team going to cold weather, going to Chicago, starting with Len. How do you see this game breaking down?
I'm looking out the window here in Kansas City, which is on the way to Chicago.
Ice.
And there's a lot of snow and cold and ice and things like that. It could be anything up in Chicago here next Sunday. So I would think that the advantage would be to the Chicago Bears because they're up in that area and get acclimated to the cold weather. It probably would be a good idea for them to do that if they can find the facilities. But I would think right off the bat that the Bears should have an advantage.
And the Bears have not really been as physical against the run. Now they've got not only the twins, if you will, with very different styles in Reggie Bush to worry about, and, of course, Deuce McAllister. What would you do if you were the Bears' defensive coordinator, Michael Strahan, to shore up what has been a weakness the last few weeks?
I think what's been their weakness has been they've been missing my man in the middle, missing their good defensive tackle, Tommy Harris. So anytime you're missing a guy like Tommy Harris who's disruptive, things are going to open up. And that's why they've been a little soft in the middle. Now, with Deuce McAllister and Reggie Bush, those guys, they bang you with Deuce, and then they let Reggie outrun you. But the Chicago Bears have a very fast defense. They're very, very, very well-disciplined, very fast. So it's going to be tough to run that ball against them. I know they haven't looked so great the last few weeks, or especially this last week, but I think that for this one game and that element, it is definitely going to be to their advantage. And when you're a running back, the last thing you really want to do is get hit when you're sitting there and you're freezing. But I know as a linebacker and as a defensive lineman, as long as you know that you're inflicting some pain, those guys are uncomfortable in that situation, you're more than willing to stay out there and do whatever you got to do to those guys. So I think it's going to be to the advantage of the Chicago Bears defense with this running game. I don't think that they're going to get run on like they have the last few weeks. I think the weather is going to be a part of that.
Well, we've talked about the great Purdue Boilermaker, Drew Brees, and the fact that he hasn't made a lot of mistakes. Let's shift to the other team itself and Rex Grossman. Here's Bernard Berman.
Knowing us, there probably wasn't really that much pressure. We just know we had to go out there and play within the system, play within ourselves, and not try to do too much.
That to me is what it's all about with Rex Grossman. How do you break down his performance, Len Dawson?
Well, I'll tell you, he had different expressions on his face. I take a look at the face of the quarterback and see maybe how he is feeling. And you know, after that first pass that he, I think it was the first pass that he threw that could have been intercepted, but it bounced in the hands of his receiver. And that did a great deal for him. I think he's a young quarterback that needs some little successes early on in a football game to get him going. And he had those early successes in the game against Seattle, and I think that helped him when it got down to the fourth quarter when he needed that long pass that got him in position to, you know, to win that football game. So I think with him, it's a matter of the offensive coordinator making sure that he gets some early successes. And you can do that with screen passes or short passes or just something to get him rolling where it's an easy read where he doesn't have to look at three or four different type of receivers before he makes a decision. So if he can get off, because he's got a good arm and he is an accurate passer, but the thing is that he makes mistakes sometimes, and those are the mental mistakes, and you can help out a young quarterback like that early on in the ball game to get him some confidence.
Michael Strahan, Thomas Jones had some big runs. That's certainly, even though I think he only had 66 yards, they were key runs, couple touchdowns as well. If you're the defensive coordinator for the Saints, and you know that Chicago is going to try to give Grossman some easy passes early, he was a little off target on a couple passes, what do you do to disrupt him when you've only got a couple steps before he gets rid of the ball?
You got to put pressure on Rex Grossman. I mean, and I know Coach said that he has to get some early success before he's comfortable, and I do believe that's true. The problem with him, no matter how much success he has in any game, at any point, the next week they always say he's going to blow it. So they never give him any confidence, no matter how much confidence he should have after performing pretty well like he did yesterday. So I think they're going to have to rely on Thomas Jones, who's a good back. Pretty underrated. Nobody really gives him much credit, but the guy really is a good back. We had opportunity to play against him this year, and he's fast, he's strong, he breaks tackles. He's a good guy to swing the ball out to. And yesterday, Cedric Benson showed me a little something, showed a lot of his running ability. And he's been a liability for those guys because he's not necessarily known as a great blocker in passing situations. But I thought yesterday he really did a good job, and you can see he's trying to bring his all-around game around. So for the New Orleans Saints, I think in any game where the weather is cold like this, it's a running game. You know, the Saints are going to have to be able to run the ball. Chicago's going to have to run the ball. So as a defense, when you're out there, you focus on stopping the run first and foremost, because if a team has a running game in the cold weather, it's going to be a long day. So you focus on stopping the running game. That should be the Saints' first thing. And if Rex Grossman has to beat you, then let that be the way that it happens, but you do not let them beat you on the ground.
Okay, final picks in this game. What's your score, Len Dawson? Chicago hosting the Saints.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. The game has never changed, and Michael knows this as well. The big guys up front are going to dictate what's going to happen, whether it's on the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball. And I looked at that offensive line of the Chicago Bears yesterday, and they look very good. And they opened some holes, and the fullback did an outstanding job in short yardage situation for Jones. So I would look for them to minimize the things that Rex Grossman is going to do, and I would look for Chicago to win this football game.
What about you, Michael?
Wow. Chicago? Well, I know they're in Chicago. I know it's cold in Chicago, and I know that they won yesterday against the Seattle Seahawks, who are a very good team. But I just think the Saints are a team of destiny. I just watch the way that they play. They play together. They play as a team. They play for each other. And it just seems like they're very focused, and they're very in tune with what that coach wants out of them. And I think that that's the team of destiny right now to head to the Super Bowl for the NFC. So I am going to lean towards the New Orleans Saints to win this game in Chicago.
That's my pick, too. I'll tell you what, Michael.
Hey, wait a minute. I have the right to
make
change
the least
my mind
mistakes
before Sunday.
Well, we all do. I have my right to change my mind until the game is over. So there's about a second left I might change my mind.
Gotcha.
Hey, guys, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Jared Bell to talk about Sean Merriman and of course, a game where, at least statistically, it looked like the Chargers were going to win, and then we cannot not mention the performance of Indianapolis out-physical the Baltimore Ravens. We'll be right back on Head Games with Michael Strahan, the great Michael Strahan, and Lenny the Cool Dawson in just a moment on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 120.